News Radio KMAN and Focus continues here, 9:52. We're talking with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, as we continue on a Tuesday morning. We'll take your phone calls if we've maybe squeezed in one or two here before the end of the hour, 785-537-1350. And we're talking all things county government. You know, we've been talking about some of the challenges that this year has really presented. Has this been, would you say, the toughest year being a county commissioner, everything that's going on with the pandemic and stuff?
As a commissioner, yes, except when I sat through statewide reappraisal back in the early, late 90s, and we had to look at every property in the county out of Ford County because the exiting commissioners made it that the existing commissioners should have to do that by some resolution. And so we got them 6 days a week. We could work through appraisal issues. That was pretty awful. But it is a challenging time because the manpower in some counties is not adequate to the amounts of contacts required or suggested by the state. It works fine maybe on the eastern side where there's a depth in numbers. But when you get out to Sherman County or out west where they have the farmers are doing their harvest and the clerk is trying to decide what it is that this money is and the knowledge base for, you know, how do we handle it. It makes it a lot tougher out there. It'll be interesting to see how they've come through working it out. Our county did not have and had not used CDB block grants, CDBG, basic housing block grant systems. And then they decided the first round was going to be based on that. And so we did put together all the requirements and had the hearing and everything, but it came on a first-come, first-served basis. And so we didn't get it on the first-come, first-serve. And now we have been certified, and we are appropriated some money, but the systems, the people, the manpower that it takes to do contacts and analyze all of this is a new set of people because we didn't have them before. So it makes it difficult to try and really get to the people that need the process as fast as possible. And I think we're doing a pretty good job at discretionary, but I said to my husband last night, if we get this 70% right, I'll be pleased. You just every time they say one time you can't use it for salaries and so on, and the next time they say yes you can, but here's the limitations. Well, some of it is the documentation. It should have been back 3 months ago to justify what's going on now isn't necessarily there, and we're putting people to work on those things and trying to have them keep logs and all of those details. But how well that is, you can't check it till after it's down and done. So,
yeah.
I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want our taxpayers to pay for things they should not. And I keep saying to everybody, the money that if government gives you everything, it can take it all. And when we start talking about having the government take care of all the food and all the every this and all the replacement stuff, and we have a debt that's up in the $24-25 trillion. That's the total value of all the property and wealth in the United States, and it becomes rather precarious for people to think that government should take care of them. I really want people to try to be independent and survive, because if it goes that way, you're going to have every skill you have and hide a hammer so you can build something, because we look at other countries that got in this situation, Venezuela, Cuba, other ones that have been socialists, and they're going to get everything. I noticed in China that the kids that aren't really good at school don't go on past about the ninth grade. And so when everybody's going to get a free education, that they don't tell you the rest of the story unless you're one of the students that are really working to achieve and so on. They will push you into the work jobs. And actually, a technical education is a great asset. We are, I'll change direction just a little bit, but we're building and developing technical education over at Wamego,
yeah,
as part of the public school. And I understand there's a good chance that Caterpillar will do one of the buildings for the technical ed part over there. Technical education is not using tax money, and it is a place for kids to get advanced dual credit from high school to be graduating with 2 years of college is a very good money saver for students, and more are beginning to see that. And I'm on the Kansas Workforce Board, and we see constantly that having a skill or having produced and done something is more important than the diploma. And so we keep encouraging, while your kids are home not active doing something, have them paint a garage or go work on a we had somebody do a mural over there by these kinds of things that they can demonstrate their skills is so much more valuable than just playing a video game and not building a wagon or blowing up all the fireworks left over from 4th of July. I mean, there's a lot of education in the things that happen, but
yeah, stay active.
Stay active and interface with what's going on. Field trips to things if you have time. I know you're not supposed to be out, but our local museums, the one in Wabunsee, has an awful lot of stories that I didn't know about the black settlements that were there. And I think there's a chance in the next couple of weeks to take the Underground Railroad training that's put out by the Historical Society. Have your kids participate in those things so that they gain that depth, even though they're not in school. It stays with them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a lot of stuff that will stick with you through the years that you learn as a child. Do we have a phone call, Stephen? No, okay. I thought we did. But lastly here, I know, and we got just a couple minutes here, but a lot of department heads, there's retirements coming up. We talked with Nancy, of course. You're going to lose a public works director here pretty soon. How challenging is that right now, trying to fill vacancies during a pandemic?
For public works, it's going to be difficult simply because more and more counties do not have engineers. But with our growth, we've actually talked about trying to get two people in that process. We have drainage issues and water and roads and challenges and building of bridges, and they can't do it all in-house, but the crews out doing the blading and all of that, they're gaining in competency and skill, and we really appreciate it, but it's constantly a trouble when you don't have the history stay with you. And that's what I worry most about is what we have on the plan doesn't – you have to go back and get your foundation under you before you can walk through all of those advancements.
Yeah.
And good Lord willing, we'll come out alive, or we won't, and that might be the better end anyway.
Yeah, let's not think about that.
Oh, yeah. If that's the better world sometimes when you're suffering, I'm not, we'll do what we can do, and I really appreciate the help of all the people in the county for the things that I've asked for, and where I couldn't say absolutely yes to you, it isn't that we didn't think about it. It's one of those constant needs to answer.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have, Dee. Appreciate you being here. Thanks to Nancy McCarter as well, and we'll talk again next time.